Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, in the middle of the fourth Mishnah of the sixth Perek, continuing with the description of what happens at Skila. And the Mishnah then tells us that after Skila, the person is hanged. Kol ha-niskalin nitlin, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says anybody who gets Skila, is then the body is hanged. Chachamim say there's only two sins for which this happens, and that is cursing God's name or doing idol worship. Now, ha'ish tolino to panav klapei ha'am, when a man is hanged, he is facing out towards the people. Va'isha panav klapei ha'etz, and the woman is facing towards the tree. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, chachamim ha'ish nitlev ein ha'isha nitlev. Chachamim disagree and say a woman is not hanged. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, "Valo Shimon Chetach Talad Hashim BeAshkelon." We have a story that Shimon Chetach, is now 200 years earlier, had hanged women in Ashkelon. Amrulo Shvonim Nashim Talad. It was also 80 women that he hanged. Ein Danin Shnayim B'Yom Echad. And we don't judge two capital cases in one day, and it's 80. So clearly, there was some sort of an extraordinary case. We'll see something about that in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan V'Humat V'Talita. So in the first pasuk on the handout, you can see that it says, V'chiyeh v'ish chet mavet v'humat, once he's killed, v'talita. Chachol kam latin talinitlin. I might think that all people executed or hanged, tamud lomar, ki kilat Elohim talui. Literally, and this is a very difficult passage, the one who is cursed of God is hanged. And the implication is that it's a curse to have somebody hanged, that's why you can't leave him there all night. But it's called that, ma mekalel zesh b'skila, just like a mekalel, the punishment to skila. Of course, it's skila. Therefore, anybody who has skila, to Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Chamomim, ma mekalel, zesh kafar beikar. A mekalel denied the essential existence of God. Of course, kafar beikar, which then extends it only to avodah zara. So, but my kamipalgi, what's the machloka between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim based on? Rabbanan darshi kali prati, Rabbi Eliezer darshi would be umiyuti. This we see several times in Shas, where there is the same psukim that have general and specific statements, and two different systems are applied, and depending which system you apply, you come up with a different result. Chachamim are using klalu prat, or Lezer is using ribuy miut. Let's follow. Rabbanan darshi klalu prati, it says vihumat vitalita, meaning klala, anybody who's killed. Ki kilat, later on the next pasuk, it says prat, specifically someone who curses. If the prat was right next to the klal, then we use the rule that the prat defines the klal, and it would be hani in midyach minilo, only someone who curses. But hashtu the merachakim yadadi, since the klal prat is distanced by a pasuk, ahani the rabuy avodah zara d'dami le b'chol mili. So it extends it to one extra thing, which is avodah zara, which is similar to megadiv. Who uses the other system? If, again, they were next to each other, then all we would do with the mute is say, well, since it's a ribui, it must include another thing that's like it. Now that it's distant, so it sort of, it pushes it one measure further than Rabbanan, it extends it to things that are like that, which are all skila. Now, ish tolin, my tam rabbanan, why do the rabbanan say that we only hang a man? Amar krav talita oto, you hang him. Oto v'lo ota. Lezer oto v'lo chsuto. He says, no, oto is, as we saw earlier, means that a person is hanged without their clothes. Rabbanan in, man chanami, you're right. El amar krav v'chiyev v'ish chet mavet. The pasuk opens up, if a man has a capital crime. Ish v'lo isha. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that? That's to exclude a ben Soromara who's not yet an ish. Eliezer himself says that we do hang a ben Soromara. It's actually there to include a ben Soromara for Rabbi Eliezer. My time with Amakra v'chiyev ish chet, ish v'lo ben. In other words, ish alone tells me that I would not include a ben Soromara. Chet is misha al cheton erag, means only if he's killed for his crime, yatsa ben soromora shal shum sofon erag. The rabbinic understanding is that ben soromora is killed because of what we know he's going to end up doing. So therefore, it's a miut achar miut. Miut achar miut, el al rabot, is there to be marbed ben soromora. So he says, ish is there to exclude ben soromora in order to actually bring him back. Okay. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer. So Eliezer then told the story about Shimon ben Shatach. Amar Rav Chista, lo shanu ela b'shtei mitot. This rule about not judging more than one capital case in a day is only if it's two different executions. Mita achat danin. Ah, v'maisel Shimon ben Shatach to mita achat ave. That was one death. What was the response of Rabbanan then? V'kamru le dein danin. Lid mahachibra. This is what it means. Lo shanu ela mita achat ke'en shtei mitot. That's when there's one death, which is like two different deaths. Vechidami, gonshtei averot, that's two different sins that have the same skill, that have the same execution. That you're not allowed to do. Mita achat v'avira achat tanin. But everybody will agree that if it's a bunch of people who all did the same avira, then you could judge them. Which evidently means these 80 women in Ashkelon were not guilty of the same crime. Meitivara barava ain't tanin shnaim biyom achad v'afilu noef and noefet. He said you're not allowed to judge two in one day. He's countering Rav Chista. Even if it's an adult or an adulteress, which means that the same crime and the same punishment, we think. Take Rav Chista. Rav Chista would answer to solve his problem. Bat Kohen Uboala, we're going to get to in the next parak. A Bat Kohen has a special halacha, which is that she has Sreifa, whereas the Boel, the adulterer, has Chenek. Bat Kohen Mezom Mezom Meha, or the Bat Kohen. And if, people were mazim her, they ate him against her, and then people were mazim them, those guys have chenek where she has sreifa. That's a sugi at the end of our mesach, at the beginning of makot. Tanur b'lezim and Yaakov, so you could have no wife, no effort, then have different deaths. Tanur b'lezim and Yaakov omer, shamati shebeitin makin vonshin shalom in a Torah. I've heard that beitin give punishments which are not prescribed by the Torah. V'lo lavor al divrei Torah, not to violate their mandate, El Kadeh Lasot Siag LaTorah, to protect the Torah. And then that, and the story of Shimon Shatach is sort of the Av Tipus for that. Umas Vechat Shemachav Asus B'Shabbat Meivanin, there was a guy riding a horse, which is Gzerad Rabbanan, riding a horse on Shabbat during the Hellenistic period. Reveal the Veitim Saklu, they were so, they gave him Skila, even though it's only Drabbanan. The rabbi saw that there was a big pirtza happening and people were not following the law. In order to protect that, that's what they did. Shuma seba adam echad shetiach et ishto tachat hateina. A man had relations with his wife, but in a public place. Yulaveitin milkua, they gave him makot. Lomnei shuro luchach, there is no din of makot for that. Elasha sha'a tzricha luchach, they needed to do it to protect, public morality. Okay, now, picking up with the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of the fourth, Mishnah. And, it's gonna go into the fifth Mishnah also. Ketzad tolinoto. How was this hanging done? Mashkiina takora baritz. They would take a beam and put it in the ground. Va'etz yotze, and there'd be a beam that would protrude out of it. Umakiv shtei adav al zu agav zu. They take his hands and put one hand on top of the other. He's already dead. V'toleoto, and hang him that way. Rabbi Yossi omer akoram mutala kotel. He disagreed. He said that there's a beam sticking out of the wall or leaning up against the wall. The toleo tokederach shatabachinosin. They hang him like birches do with their meat. Matirino tomiyad. They hang him and immediately put him down. The imlan over ala balotase. If they leave him overnight, then it's a lotase. Shenemar lotalini vato ala etikavotik benoki latalim talui. That's the pasuk. Klamam neimazetalui. And now there's a drasha on this. Neishabirachat Hashem. Why is he there? Because he cursed God. This is following Chachom, that only Makalel and Avodah Zorah get this Tliyah. But by leaving him up overnight, it's a Chilul Shem Shemayim, which is defeating the purpose. After all, the guy got killed because he cursed God. But now by leaving man who's in God's image hanging overnight, you're adding to the Chilul Hashem. So we have to take him down. Because it's a Tam Hamikra. Amar Rabbi Meir, b'sha'a sh'adam mitzta'er, shechina malashon omert. When a person's in pain, what does the shechina say? Kalani miroshi, kalani mizori. He's darshening on kilat elohim talui. He says, if God says, my head can't take it, my arm can't take it, almost as if like holding him up. Im kerem akom mitzta'er al daman shel rishayim, shenishpach kavachom al daman shel tzadikim. So how much more so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain when tzadikim are suffering? Anybody who keeps the mate overnight not only violates the lotase, but if he left him overnight for the honor of the mate, like in order to be able to get the aron or to get proper shrouds or to get more people for the levi, whatever it may be, then in over alav. We'll finish reading this Mishnah, even though this piece gets analyzed in the next Gemara. he would not get buried, the Sniskal, in his regular family plot. Elashtei batei kvarot hayu tukanim leveitin. They had two special batei kvarot. Achat l'neragin v'nechakin, two for the guys who had the lighter execution. Achat l'niskal n'mitzrafin, and the other for the more severe executions. Nitakela basar, once the body is decomposed, melaktina tatsamot, they reinter, they take the bones. Kovino tam n'koman, they bring them to the place of the family. Vakrovim ba'im v'sholim v'shlom ha'dayanim v'shlom ha'edim. And the relatives come, and they greet the dayanim, and they greet the edim. We don't have nothing against you. You judge properly, and we hold no grudges for the fact that our relative was killed. What do the relatives do? They don't have formal avilut, but of course, if they're sad, they're sad. That's an emotional thing. We're not going to try to block that. Okay, Tanur Banan. Ilu nemar chet v'talita. If it said ki eva ish chet v'talita. I would think that first you hang him, then you kill him. Evidently, that was the Roman practice. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, "V'humat v'talita." First you kill him, then you hang him. Mitinoto v'charkach tolinoto. Haketzad. Now, here's a description. Mashinoto atzamuch lishkiat tachama. They do the gemar din at the end of the day. Gomin dino. Mitinoto. They kill him right away. V'charkach tolinoto, and then they hang him. One guy ties him, another guy unties him immediately. To be yotz in the mitzvah, but we really don't want to have him up there for more than a moment. Tana Rabbanan. Eight says, Atalito to all eights. Shomeani ben betolish ben mechubar. It might be a tree. Tama lomar ki kavor. You have to bury, meaning you bury the eights with him too. Mishnah mechusar ela kvura. So you have to have something that can just needs to be buried. Yatzazesh mechusar titzal kvura, as opposed to a tree that would have to be cut down. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misha Eino Mechusar Ela Kvura, he adds to it, Yatzah Zesh Mechusar Tlishal Kvura, as opposed to even the wood that's in the ground that has to be uprooted, and therefore he just has the beam. For Rabbanan De Tlishal Lav Klumhi, uprooting the beam out of the ground is no big deal, it was stuck in the ground, you take it out. But cutting a tree down, that's already a significant action. Now, the Mishnah says, Klum Neymah Zeh Talub Neshe Berach Hashem Tanya, Omer Rabbi Meir, now we have a Mashal. Mashal Mashal Amad Davar Domeh, this being cursed of lying, being up on the thing and taking him down, is a parable. Shnei achim te'umim bi'irachat. There were two brothers who were identical twins. Echad minuhu melech, echad yatzal listiyut. One was named the king, the other one lived a life of crime. Sivam melech l'tahu, the king ordered that the criminal be killed and hanged. Kolero to'omer ha'melech talui. They saw him and they said, the king is hanging. Sivam melech v'aridu, the king said, take him down. In the same way, every person is in the image of God. And so God commanded that he shouldn't be up there for more than a moment. Amar Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir then said, Kalani Miroshi. What does that mean? Mashma. Amar Abaye, Kaman Damar Kalait. This isn't light. This is a heavy thing, God says. Amar Le Rava, Imkain Kaveda Lai Roshi. Kaveda Lai is what we mean by Le. He should have said, my head is heavy, my arms are heavy. Ala Amar Rava, Kaman Damar Kili Alma. The world is light, meaning it's so insignificant, this is difficult. Hami Baile Lugufa, but you need the Pasuk there itself, Kilulat, to tell you that it's a Megadef that gets hanged. Simkin Emakram, Mikalel. So Mikalelim Talui. My Kilulat. So it's there to teach you that God has this reaction where Meir describes. Vemekula Hachiudata, maybe the whole Pasuk is coming for that. Simkin Emakra, Kalat. My Kilulat from an Atarti. So it says both to tell you both that somebody who cursed God is hanged, and also to tell you this idea of God's pain. Velozu bilvad. So he said that this idea of the lotase. Reuachem shem reshem and yochai minayin lemalinim etosh v'aral ab lotase. This is quite obvious. Talmud Lomar kivortik perenu kana malinim etosh v'aral lotase. Ika da amri reuachem shem reshem and yochai, because that was too obvious. Remez the kfura minatorah minayin. How do you see the notion of minatorah that you have to bury somebody? Talmud Lomar kivortik perenu. You have to bury him. Ika remez the kfura minatorah. So Amalei Shavu Malka, Shapur the king, said to Rav Chama, from in a Torah 9, where do you have in your Torah the idea of burial? Ishtik v'lo amar levi lo midi. He didn't say anything. So Achabar Yaakov, imsar alma b'yadat tip shoy. So Achabar Yaakov made fun of Rav Chama and said the world was handed over to this fool. As he should have answered. V'ayle le meimar ki kavor. He should have answered from our pasuk. To the Avad Le'ah. So the answer is, Shavu would have come back to the Avad Le'ah Ron. He would have said, oh, that means that you have to put him in a casket, in a coffin, then not to bury him. Tikparenu lo mashvale, and Shavu Malka doesn't learn Torah, therefore it doesn't understand Kavor Tikparenu as being anything special. V'neimam b'di ikpur tzaddiki, well, take a look. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were buried, doesn't that tell you something? So the answer is minhag v'yalma, that was the custom. V'dekarei kutshabricha l'moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe, doesn't that tell you that's a mandate? So the loshtad minhag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Moshe to be treated differently than everybody else. That was the custom. Toshma, now this is a story that we're going to pick up a few times here, is that Yeravam ben Nevat, the first king of the north, who very quickly went very sour, his son got sick, Aviyam got sick, and the wife went to Achia Shiloni, disguised, it's in Perek Yudalot of Melachim Aleph, to find out what would happen, and Achia knew who she was, God told her, and God told him, and he said, you should go back, and the minute you get back to town, your son will die. And everybody will mourn for him because he's going to be the only one of your family who's going to actually be buried. Everybody else will be just killed on the field. So he says, "V'lashma saftu lo chol Yisrael v'kavru oto." Isn't that a proof of burial? Not the lo l'shtan minhag. The idea was it should be the same as the minhag. Lo yisbedu le kavru l'domen al pnei ha'dama. And Yirmiyahu now says about the people who in Yerushalayim at the time. And they're going to plant them, they're going to be like fertilized on the ground. And the answer is Lishtona Minhaga. They were going to be against the Minhag. Meaning, so far there's no proofs except Kabor Tikparenu. Ibayalahu, Kvura Mishum Bizyonahu, Omishum Kaparahu. Why do we bury? Do we bury to not disgrace the body or as a Kapara? So the Minaf Kamina, what's the difference? The Amarlo Bainalik Buralahu Gavra. If a guy says before he dies, I don't want to be buried. If it's because of Bizyon, Lav Kol Kamina, he doesn't have a right to Mivaz himself and his family. The Amr Mishum Kaparu, but if it's Kapara, Ha Amr Lo Bayin Kapara, he could say, I don't want Kapara. So what's the answer? My. So Toshma Midi Ikbur Tzadiki. The Amr Mishum Kapara, Tzadiki the Kapara Tzrichi. Tzadiki can get buried. They don't need Kapara. They're good. The answer is Indich Tibadam and Tzadik Parat, Sheh Asatov Lachta. Everybody sins. Everybody needs Kapara. That doesn't prove anything. Toshma Havdullah Ho Yisov Kavroto. The Yaviyam was, that we just saw, was going to be buried. Yamar Kehre David Le Kapara. Hanachnami lik Bruce, so the rest of the family should be buried. Why should the rest of his family be killed in the field? Kihech the Havilu Kapara. The answer is hi that Sadiku, this kid was okay to have a like Kapara. Hanach Loli Havilu Kapara. We don't want them to have Kapara. Which means it could be about Kapara and they're not buried for that exact reason. Toshma Lois Paduvaloik Peru, Dolotabilu Kapara. We even have a bright that says explicitly Kfura is about Kapara, and that's why the rest of his family won't be buried. Because Hashem doesn't want that to happen. Ibayalu, then they ask the question, Hespeda, what about eulogies? Yakra de Chaye Havi or Yakra de Shachvi Havi? Whose glory, whose honor is it? Is it the honor of the ones who are alive, the mourners? Or the honor is the honor of the one who died? So Lamainaf Kamina, again, what's the difference? The Amar Lohaspedu Lahangu Gabra, guy's dying, he says, I don't want a Hespeda. So if it's the honor of the living, he doesn't have a right to deprive his relatives of that. Inamila Fukimi Orshin, or to actually hire a saftan from the estate. So from the money estate of the money. Toshma v'evo Avraham, he spoke to Sarah, believe Kota Avram came to weep for Sarah. Now here's a little tricky because in Tanakh the word lispod means to weep, not to eulogize, but we'll blur them right now. Avram came to eulogize her. V'imar mishum yakor dechayihu, if you think it's because of the honor of the living, shemakor Avram ashul ala Sarah. They left Sarah unburied for so long just so Avram could come and be honored by eulogizing her. Answer, Sarah gufa nechala. For her, it was better also. Ki hechtem yakar ba Avram. It was greater for Sarah to be delayed in her burial so that Avram could be there for the burial. That's greater for her. Toshma, v'saftu l'cho Yisrael v'lekavruoto. Again, back to Aviyam. V'yamar mishum yakar dechayihu. If it's the honor of the living, hanach b'nei yakar ninu. We don't want your Avram's family to be honored. So Nechlu Tzadikai to Miakru Boinshi. No, it's not true. This kid's a good kid. And so it's better for them, that other people take honor in them. It could be the honor of the family, but that's better for the Tzadik. Toshma lo ispadu v'lo ikbaru, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So the Nechlu Tzadikai to Miakru Boshiyaya. The answer is, it's not good for the Tzadikim to be honored by these Mirshoim. Alright, Toshma. V'shalom tamutu v'mesrifot avotacha, hamlachim arishonim ashu lefanacha, kenuzfuchu lach v'avei adon, this is what Yirmiyahu says to the king, and that they're going to give you a hesped. Why does he care what they're going to say if it's their kavod? That Am Yisrael will take honor in you, so there'll be honor derived from your ancestors. Toshma, nivzever enav nimas, in that beautiful parak that describes the 11 great traits of a tzaddik, that which is degrading in his eyes, he finds degrading. Nivzever enav nimas. Zech Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Shigur Atzmot Aviv, Amitah Shel Chavalim. It's a sugi in Psachim that Chizkiyahu degraded his own father, that when he died, he carried him not on a rope bed to show that his father, would an engineer of Avodah Zarah for Am Yisrael, was a bad guy. Shmiyakur Dechayihu, my time out. If the Hesped is the honor of the living, why did Chizkiyahu do that? The answer is, Keichet of the Havid Le Kapara Lavoy. He wanted to give a Kapara for his father. And in order to do that, he had to degrade his father. Mishum kapar avu amashul the akur Yisrael. So he's going to deprive Am Yisrael of the proper honor of the burial of a king in order to give his father kapara. The answer is Yisrael gufayu nechalu demichli yakarayu legabei. Am Yisrael is mochel their kavod to the king so that he should be able to give kapara to his father. Toshma and altis bedun mayorot. Rebbe, when he was dying, said, "Don't say a hesped for me out in the villages." If Yaspedate is the honor of the living, why does Rebbe care? He's dead. Kasavar Yakube Yisrael Tfei said, Am Yisrael will have greater kavod if I'm honored in the city. Toshma Helino Lichvodo. So our Mishnah says that if they kept the mate over, Lavilo Aron Vtachichim, in order to get him proper burial, in over Alav. So my Lichvodo, so mate isn't it's the kavod of mate, which means Hesped and everything else is for the dead. Lo, lichvoro shalchai, it's for his relatives. Mishum kvoro shalchai, mavit lemeit, we keep him overnight hanging in order to give them greater honor. In, kemarachmana, lo, talin vato ala eitz, dumi le talui. Right, just like somebody hanging, to ipe bizayon. Aval hacha, kemen leit le bizayon, lo, but since it's for his honor, it's not a bizayon, it's not a violation. Toshma, helino, lichvodo, if he kept him lichvodo, meaning l'shamal avayro, to get the word out, l'avilo, l'avilo arantachim, to bring mourners and wailers, or to bring shrouds, ain't over our love. That's not a violation of baltalin. Shekol ha'oseh ain't over l'chvodo shalmeit. So that sounds like it's all yakar d'shachvi, the honor of the mate. Hachikamar kol ha'oseh l'chvodo shalchai, ain't bo bizayon l'meit. If you're doing it for the ones who are alive, that's not a bizayon for the mate. So Toshma Rinatan Omer Simanya fell a mate and he frightened him out of Lacharmita. It's a good sign for the mate if he is punished after he dies, meaning mate Shaloni Spad Veloni Par, if he wasn't eulogized, he wasn't buried properly, or Shachaya Gorarto, or he was dragged by an animal, or Shayuk Shav himself Fina Mitato, he's lying there and it's raining on his bed, on his beer. So Simanya fell a mate, it's a kapara. Shomene Yakur Shachvi Yushmamina. So now we see that all the things that we do are really on behalf of the mate. And that's why this is really ultimately to his benefit. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up in the next podcast. We have two more podcasts in this parak, which will finish the Mishnayot that we already studied. Everybody should have a wonderful day.